Greg Trotter's in our studio now. He is a business reporter at the Chicago Tribune. Whose effort do you think was more impressive, Steve hosing down a screen over the weekend or my assembling an indoor-outdoor table tennis facility?
Oh, I think I'm going to go with the table tennis
facility. Thank you. And he's a reporter, so I'm going to count that
time. Totally objective.
Five. So today is the last day in Cook County, then. This is kind of your beat, the beverage industry.
That's right.
This is the last day to in Cook County buy sweet beverages without paying an extra penny per ounce on some of the beverages, but not others.
That's right.
I got to tell you, I'm so glad in your article today that you mentioned LaCroix is not, and I don't understand that, but I love me some LaCroix. I think it's the perfect beverage. You know, it quenches your thirst. It's carbonated. It feels kind of sweet, but it's not soda. It's water. I don't know how they do that, but it's definitely sweet. How is that not being taxed a penny an ounce?
Well, LaCroix and other similar flavored waters are they're just flavored. They're not sweetened, and so this is where it gets a little confusing with this tax. I actually had a reader email me and say my LaCroix is going to be taxed, but that's not true. There are some flavored waters that will be taxed that are sweetened, but there are others. Some of the most popular out there, LaCroix, Perrier, Solel, they will not be taxed because they're flavored and not sweetened. So it's going to be sort of on the consumer to actually look at the ingredients and determine whether their drink is sweetened or not.
Or just see if it's a lot more expensive than it was before. Is there a logic to it? Is there a rhyme or reason to it? Because you say it's flavored, not sweetened, but the flavor is sweeter. So to me, it's a distinction without a great difference. Is there any logic to it that you can explain to us?
Well, under the sweetened beverage ordinance, this tax applies to beverages, non-alcoholic beverages that are sweetened with both caloric and non-caloric sweeteners. So caloric would be sugar, high fructose corn syrup, sucrose. Non-caloric would be aspartame, stevia, and some others. And so it's essentially sugar and artificially sweetened beverages. Now, sugar sweetened beverages have been linked to various health risks, obesity, diabetes, heart condition. The science is still sort of out on the health impact of artificially sweetened beverages.
Artificially sweet meaning diet sodas, you mean?
That's right, diet sodas with the aspartame or even the stevia. So Cook County is basically President Tony Preckwinkle has been pretty forthright about this from the beginning in that, you know, this is about the money the county needs first and foremost.
Yeah.
It could have a beneficial public health impact, and that, you know, the county has said, but it's really they need this money to sustain services going forward.
But you point out what I think is a little illogical. So you say not taxed Tropicana orange juice, right?
If it's 100% fruit or vegetable juice, it won't be taxed.
Oh, well, then maybe this does make sense because we should be drinking that kind of juice. That's healthy juice. But taxed would be ready to drink sweetened coffee drinks such as bottled Starbucks Frappuccinos. Those will be taxed, but we shouldn't be drinking that stuff anyway. That's not good for us.
Yeah, so this is another sort of confusing point for some in the ordinance that you can buy those Frappuccinos in the store and you're going to pay the tax. But if you go to a Starbucks and they prepare it for you, it will not be taxed. So the sort of on-demand custom sweetened beverages that a barista is making for you won't be taxed. However, if you buy the ready-to-drink version in your Walgreens or wherever, you will pay a tax.
Well, and your colleague Eric Zorn, a columnist at the Chicago Tribune, has pointed out that if you get a 20-ounce soda with ice at a McDonald's, say, you're paying 20 extra cents, even though maybe 7 or 8 of those ounces are iced water, right?
Well, I think that's certainly his argument. And I think the county would say that it's a 20-ounce beverage. They're charging, therefore going to charge 20 cents. And it's up to the customer whether or not they want to add ice to it. So
on a line, is Cicero, is that the line one? Cicero, this is John. You're on WGM. What was your question or comment?
Hi, John. Thank you very much. Is the little Kool-Aid packages, are those going to be taxed? Where we have to add sugar at home.
If it's a powder that you buy at the store, like the Kool-Aid or Gatorade or Crystal Light, and you mix it at home, it's not taxed. that's not subject to the tax.
Okay, thanks for the call. Does the logic generally, is it consistent? That is, if at the end of the day, nobody wants to pay more money, but the county needs it, and they say we'll justify it by saying we're making decisions that are healthier for everybody. Is it consistent that way, that the things that are being taxed are not healthy, and the things that are healthy are not being taxed? I hope my question made sense there. So unhealthy things are being taxed, these mm-hmm. sweetened beverages, and the LaCroix, which are a healthy choice, are not being taxed. Mm-hmm. Does it pretty much go down that
path? I think that's certainly subject for debate. There are certainly beverages. Some people would say that diet sodas are, not bad for you, or the stevia, a lot of the kind of the natural marketed beverages are flavored with stevia. The jury's still out, I think, on health impact there. I think the bottom line is the county needs this money and believes it will also have over time an impact on public health.
Yeah.
But that's certainly, a topic for debate that, you can argue, across this topic on that one.
Yeah, no kidding. Do we have any idea on how many jobs this is going to cost, or will it be neutral on that?
Well, because of the delay in court, the county said a couple weeks ago that it, as part of the plan to offset the revenue, that it would have to lay off 300 people that as part of the plan to offset the lost revenue. Now, since the court has allowed this tax to continue, it's not clear at this point how many of those 300 people will actually end up being laid off. And the county has basically said, once the money starts rolling in from the tax, we'll evaluate the financial picture as it goes.
Okay. Well, I wonder if people are stocking up. Any reports of people pulling up with minivans to Costco and getting all the soda they can?
I certainly have heard reports of that. I have not seen it myself, so I'm curious how it's going to go down tomorrow, but we'll have some reporters out there talking to people.
Well, but tomorrow you're paying the higher freight, right?
That's right.
Today is the last day.
Yeah.
In fact, Greg Trotter, business reporter, Chicago Tribune, thanks for coming in today.
All right. Thank you.
Really interesting stuff. You hear him with Amy Guth on Saturdays as well. Ro and Anna are just getting into the studio because they were at Costco loading up on grape knee highs and beverages like that to try and avoid the extra penny for the ounce for the sweet and sodas.
I'm actually just buying pounds and pounds and pounds of sugar and just pouring it into and just brown liquid, like whatever that liquid color stuff is.
Molasses.
Yeah.
You can make your own.
Syrup. Yeah.
Sure, why not?
I'm going to make my own. I'm going to go back. I'm going to do the original Dr. Pepper. Was there really a Dr. Pepper? I don't know.
This guy would know. Was there originally a Dr. Pepper?
I cannot confirm that.
All right.
Okay. But there is no tax on just sugar. You could get your own and make your own drinks,
you
right?
certainly could, yes.
All right. Yeah. Good job, bro. There you go. Yeah.
That's what we're
great
do.
Answer.
Yeah.
What about a milkshake? Would a milkshake at McDonald's get in? That's a sweet beverage, right?
It's not counted. According to the county commissioner was here, he said that's not counted.
Why wouldn't a milkshake be counted? That's probably the worst
made,
thing.
Because technically it's made there.
Oh, it's prepared there.
It's prepared there. Yeah.
That's right.
And
that's
LaCroix right. is excluded, too. That was one that
LaCroix
I was.
LaCroix is excluded.
That's the only reason this man is here to promise me that that's my LaCroix
I saw
is
it in the Tribune.
That's
I understand
right.
it was very comforting to feel
okay,
that way.
Okay, but just to thumb my nose at this whole thing, I'm going to have a milkshake tomorrow.
Why is LaCroix excluded, though?
No sugar. It's sweet. It's sweetened with natural flavors.
That's right. Just natural flavors. So
yeah,
there are some sparkling waters that are sweetened, some that are not. And they're side by side in the store, so you actually have to pick it up and look at the ingredients to make sure.
But think about that. The flavor is sweet. It's a sweet beverage. You're never going to convince me that is not a sweet
beverage.
Water
included.
Doesn't taste like that. This stuff is sweeter. It's sweet.